The agricultural environment is changing. So what might that mean for you and your operation as far as your estate plan, your plan to keep the operation in the family in coming years? We're going to find out about that, talk a little bit with Bridget Finke. And Bridget, of course, is an attorney with Valley Crossing Law in the Baldwin area and a farm girl herself growing up in central Wisconsin in the Edgar area. And I'll bet when you grew up over there in Edgar, you go right up and down the road and there were dairy cows just as far as you could see. Every barn had cows. Every pasture and paddock had cows in it. And that's changing.
It really, really is.
And as far as what your work is, you do a lot, as we've established over the years, with estate planning, making sure that these operations can carry on from one generation to another. But right now we're looking at a kind of a fallout of family dairy farm operations, maybe unplanned, but because of the current circumstances of these continued low prices, high input costs, and things like that, things might be happening that we didn't plan when we put our estate plan together in the beginning. We always talk about revisiting the plan every mm-hmm. few years anyway, mm-hmm. but at this point in time, with those kind of changes, we sold the dairy herd and we didn't really expect to or really want to, but because of prices we are, does it mean now we should go and make a special look at that plan for a lot of different reasons?
Sure. I always say look at that plan every 3 to 5 years and then after major life events. And, you know, usually when we're talking major life events, we're talking deaths or new grandkids, you know, big inheritance,
things like that.
Yeah. But when it comes to farming, you know, a change in the enterprise definitely is one of those things that makes you want to retake the temperature of the plan, you know, both on the estate plan side. You know, man, maybe before we had a herd of 600 cows and a whole line of machinery. And if part of the transition we've made now is liquidating those things, paying off some debt, and now all we have is the land, you know, that can change the value picture. Because obviously the income is mm-hmm. going to change now compared to what it was. And I mean, hey, maybe in a positive direction, you know, given the way dairy has been as of late. But, you know, retesting, it may have been we were worried about estate tax before. Maybe now we're not. And so we can take some complexity out of the plan. Or, you know, maybe before we had an LLC to be our primary operating entity, and that's what held the cattle and the machinery. Well, now there might not need to be that LLC anymore, or we might not need to be doing that annual gifting that we were before. And so certainly any kind of significant change, I mean, number one, if you're going to sell significant assets, call your tax person before you sell those assets. You know, there's a lot more that can be done for planning before the event as opposed to after the event. But also pick up the phone and, you know, and talk to your lawyer and make sure that there's not some things either that you could simplify or that you might want to change given that change in enterprise.
What are some of the things we might want to simplify or change? Because, again, if you're selling the dairy herd, that milk check isn't coming in anymore. Mm-hmm. And if you don't need feed, you don't need machinery, you might want to lease the land out to someone else. It's a significant change, and I would imagine you'd want your paperwork and your estate plan and your taxes to reflect all that.
Sure. So, I mean, let's use that example of where we're going away from active farming and instead we're just going to lease things out and we're just going to be a property owner. Well, before you were worried about insuring all these activities you were engaging in. Well, now you've got different concerns, right? Because now your income stream isn't so dependent on your labor anymore, but instead on, you know, that neighbor making those rent payments. So that's a totally different mentality. So that's different legal documents. Right now we're worried about leases and making sure we've got provisions in there that they're taking good care of your land, because you were the one that was taking care of that land before, and you know, now you want to make sure that that person is. Do you have security that you're going to get paid? When are you getting paid? Are you getting paid all up front or in two installments? So you're everything about the way your income is coming in now is going to change, and so you have different risks. And you want to plan and contract for those risks to make sure you're protected, because you sure don't want to wait to get your full payment in November, not get a penny, and the guy doesn't make the payment. Then what? You know, how are you keeping your lights on?
How do we deal with that as far as multi-generations on the farm now? Because, you know, we had involved in the operation, maybe dad was the overall boss and mom did the books and the kids were the herdspersons and had all those responsibilities. Say, with the cows gone now, that's got to be dealt with too in a document too, as far as, you know, who's in charge of what and where these assets will be going as far as land rent monies and all those things, don't they?
For sure. So, you know, the cash flow piece of things is definitely going to be primary on everyone's mind. And, you know, if the cash flow is changing, it may mean people are getting outside jobs now, that there's not as much work to be done on the farm. And so, you know, some of my farm families are, you know, very documented and organized, that everybody has job descriptions and responsibilities. And so obviously all those things are going to need to change. And that can extend too into, you know, maybe the farm was paying the health insurance. And, you know, can that keep happening? Is everyone, you know, enough active in the business to support all these things? So those big changes in enterprise, you know, in, I always talk about people compiling their group of professionals, right? So this kind of
change. You still
need
those professionals.
You do.
Maybe now more than ever, the lawyer, the banker, and on and on and on.
Definitely. And, you know, crunching those numbers. If you've got, you know, a lot of folks have the financial consultant involved along with the accountant, and then, you know, the law and documenting all this piece of things. And so it's definitely something that works a whole lot better if you do some planning going in, some readjusted number crunching, instead of, hey, the cows are going next week, and then deal with the fallout.
And as far as some of the physical assets, and I'm talking about like some of the buildings and things like that, we all know what happens to a dairy barn when all of a sudden it's empty after a few years, it doesn't have much value. Mm-hmm. Do you look at that now, or do you wait till it doesn't have that value? Maybe, you know, some of the walls and things, well, we all know what they look like after a few years.
Yeah. So if, you know, sometimes even with a change in enterprise, there's still an effort or a desire to continue to transition the farm that, you know, mom and dad have, other retirement savings that they're going to rely on, or, you know, we still want this land to stay in the family. I mean, hey, I've got plenty of folks that their family homesteaded these properties. Mm-hmm. So even if they're not actively farming it, they still have a strong desire to keep it in the family. And sometimes the liquidation of some assets also lets us get rid of some debt and can actually open the door to more transition. So if there is going to be some transition, there sure is some merit to letting some of that decline happen and making those transitions at lower values, use up less of mom and dad's estate and gift tax exemption, and also less risk in terms of the nursing home and that five-year look back. So there definitely are some opportunities that arise with things kind of being in a decline to move assets maybe at their lowest value instead of moving them at their peak value.
So it doesn't all have to be done as you change the enterprise, but make sure you talk to the professionals about how to get it done in a timely manner.
Absolutely. Have the plan in place. And man, appraisals as of late, I've been waiting on some of them. And so, you know, certainly anybody, you know, here we are in October and the first of the year is going to be upon us in an instant. You know, if there's any plan to do anything yet for 2018, get your appraiser going, get the call into the lawyer, talk to the accountant, get that ball rolling, because January 1 will be here before we know it.
Sure will. So how do we get a call into our lawyer? What's your number over there at Valley Crossing Law?
You can get a hold of us at 715-688-4045, or you can check us out online at wisconsinfarmlaw.com.
Very good. Happy Halloween.
To you too.
All right. Bridget Finke with us once again. And if you've got questions on As the Enterprise Changes, sounds like a good soap opera, doesn't it? As the Enterprise Changes. Bridget Finke, attorney with Valley Crossing Law in the Baldwin area. Again, that number is 715-688-4045.